Erev Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh Metzora, Tavshin Samach Zayin. We're trying to learn the first Rashi in the Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh. The pasuk says, "Abrel b'nei Yisrael leimar isha ki Tetzaveh v'yalda zachar." A woman who will conceive and give birth to a zachar v'tama shavas yamim, she'll be tamei for 7 days. And here begins this parasha, and the next parasha, many halachas, many laws of tuma v'tahara of human beings, of man, of woman, when they'll be tamei, and various tumas, and how can they become tahar again. And the Chazal are bothered by Akasha here, namely, that if that's what this parasha is talking about, all of the halachas, the Torah of Tuma V'Tahara, and that's exactly what last week's parasha was talking about, the Tuma V'Tahara of animals and beasts and birds. Behemoth, Chayis, and Eifes were discussed in last week's parasha and Parasha Shemini at length. The Rashi's kasha is, really coming from the Medrash, that if that's what these three parshas are going to be talking about, the halachas, the tumah v'tahara, it would make sense, it would be befitting to put Adam first. First you talk about tumah of a man, tumah of a woman, and then you talk about tumah of a behemoth. Why does the behemoths, the chayas and the eifas, why do they come first in the discussion of tumah v'tahara? That's Rashi's kasha. And Rashi answers as follows: Omer of Simloi, Kishem Shiyitziros Hashalad Amachem Kol Behem Achayev Oif. The Ma'aseh Bereishis, just as in the creation, in the Shisha Yomim that Hashem created the world and everything in it. So Adam came after Behem Achayev Oif. The Ma'aseh Bereishis, Kach Teiros in Nisparsha Acher Teiros Behem Achayev Oif. So too, when we explain the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, we put the animals first, and then we put the Tumah V'Tahara of people. So what kind of answer is that? Lenny, what kind of answer is that?
Well, you brought this yesterday, but little Rabbi Simlai is back.
That Rabbi Simlai, that's right.
He's back.
What kind of answer is that? I mean, the question is that it behooves us to put man first, talk about him first. Oh, but since the animals were created first, so let's see, why were the animals created first? Why were the animals created first, and then only Adam? So there, Chazal tell us several reasons. What's that? What are some of the reasons?
To serve, because everybody had to be in place.
Right? Everybody had to be in place. Gavaldi, that's one reason. Gemara Lamed Chesem and Aleph and Sanhedrin says, Tanu Rabbanon, Adam Nivra be'Erev Shabbos. Adam was first created on the last day, on Erev Shabbos, the last day of where things were created. Umebnei Ma, and why was that? First of all, Shalayu Aminim Aimim Shutav Hoylai L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Bereishis. If man would have been created on Sunday, Monday, and then the rest of creation, they would have said, oh, Hashem needed first create a partner, and then both of them together went and created the rest of everything in creation. If a person may get arrogant, Oimerlai will tell him, you think you're so great? The Yitush Kadmach, you know, the little mosquito, the little gnat was created before you. Don't think you're so great. You're only second fiddle. Another reason. Davaracher, Kadeshi Kanas L'mitzvah Miyad. Right away, the first mitzvah should have, preparing for Shabbos, and then the mitzvah of Shabbos. So another reason was created on the sixth day. Another reason, Kadeshi Yikonis L'su'udah Miyad, right away everything should be prepared. That's what Stan said. The whole world should be prepared because the whole purpose of creation was for man. So it makes a lot of sense. And that's how Chazal explained it here in the Gemara and Lamed Ches. It makes a lot of sense why man was created last, why Adam was Nivra B'Shishi while everything else preceded him. So if there's a rational reason for that, so then why now when we come to the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, why should it then follow? Oh, so we have to also explain the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara of people after we explain the Tumah V'Tahara of animals. So that's what we have to understand. What is Rashi here telling us? This Chazal Rav Simloi telling us that since Kishem, just as the creation of Behemachai Va'if preceded man, so too, when we explain the laws of Tumah V'Tahara of Behemachai Va'if, we then only explain the laws of Tumah V'Tahara for people. So in the Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's Parsha, and then also in Parsha's Pinchas, he gives us another reason why Adam was created after all of creation, and particularly on day 6, after all the behemoths, chayas, and eifes were created. And the Zohar says that there are four names, four different expressions for man. Adam, Gever, Enosh, and Ish. We find many of them used, mostly Adam and Ish, but Gever and Enosh are another two ways of describing man. Gadol Shebukulam, the Zohar says, is Adam. Whenever it says Adam, whenever you come to a pasuk that uses the terminology Adam, you should know that's the highest level of man, or that's the greatest potential that man can reach. Tichsiv, right when Adam was created, it says, Vayivar Lekim es ha-Adam, Bitzalmai, Hashem created Adam in his image, in Hashem's image. Uksiv, Ki Bitzalam Lekim asas ha-Adam, again, in the image of God, Hashem created Adam. Then the Zohar says, well, it says in this pasuk Adam, and it doesn't seem to refer to Adam in his greatest heights, and we answer it. And he goes on for a few pages asking questions back and forth. Why does it use the word Adam here? Or why does it use the word Ish over here? Then it comes to one kasha. Ksiv, it says, Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Vav, where David HaMelech says, Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. Hashem saves both Adam and behema. And it's here we seem to sort of connect Adam and behema. You wouldn't use the terminology Adam when you're comparing him with Behema. So the teretz the Zohar gives is, no, sometimes that is the derech of a pasuk, to give us the two extremes. The polar opposites. You have, like he quotes a pasuk, Min ha'erez asher balavonoin, ad ha'ezer asher yetze bekir. In other words, this refers to the great cedar tree, which grows very tall. And we contrast that with the grass and the weeds that grow out of the wall. So we do sometimes give the extremes. So too, we give the extreme of Adam u'behema. Those are the two bookends. Adam is Yilah Adekula, is the greatest of all creations. V'namach Mikula, and the lowest of all creations is Behema. And that's Adam u'behema, Tashi Hashem, the two extremes. But then the Zohar adds one more point. He says, actually, the point of creating Adam last is after Hashem created everything, and He created all of the behemoths, He then set out to create the final creation, the final creature, and that being Adam, which was a conglomeration of everything that He created before that. Ulafikach nivra Adam b'shishi. V'tanakim in the Nivra Adam iskun kula. Everything came to its perfection on that day. V'chol ma de'le'ela v'tata v'kula iskolel ba'adam. Everything is included in Adam. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas explains it better. There's a pasuk that Chazal have great difficulty in explaining in Parshas Bereishis. When Hashem created man, it says, "Vayemra Hashem naase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu." Who was He talking to? When Hashem said, "Vayemra Hashem," Hashem said, "Naase Adam, let us make man." Who is Hashem talking to?
The Malachim.
So one pshat in Chazal, in the Medrash, is he was talking to the Malachim, and he was saying to them, and it was a sign of humility that Hashem was showing to teach all of us that sometimes we should ask those who are less than us, those who are younger than us, we should ask them for help. And that's what Hashem's message was over here. The Zohar says, no. There's another pshat in this pasuk. Vayomer Elokim Hashem said to who? To all those he created beforehand, namely the behemos, chayos, ve'ofos. He says, Na'ase Adam, now that I created you, and you all have your certain personalities, you all have your traits, now let us each take a part of ourselves and create man. Bitzalmenu kinmuseinu. So the Zohar says, every animal gave a little shtickle of himself. The ox gave a little part of himself. The lion gave a little part of himself. The eagle, the bear, every animal gave a little part of himself. And then Hashem says, and I also will give a little piece of myself. That's the chelek alekam mimal. And that's how Adam was created. So Adam actually is mostly animal. Most parts of him is animal. That's the behemoth side of Adam. And then there's this neshama part of him that was given by Hashem. That's how the pasuk here is understood by this Chazal, by this Zohar. The Nas Adam referred actually to the animals. So now we get a little bit of understanding. This is based on the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant. He says, if you understand that, that really man is a comprised of every part of every animal in creation, and a chelek also of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chelek of the neshama and the chelek of the guf. So indeed, when we learn Parsha Shemini, it tells us all about the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, of the animals. And we see them, that they have distinct halachas, distinct properties of Tumah V'Tahara, and if an animal is Tumah, it remains Tumah for all of its existence. And if it's Tahar, it remains that way as well. It doesn't change. It can't go up and down. And then we have to understand that's because the behemoth was created with its innate personality and can't change. That's what a behemoth is. And that's what it was in its creation, and therefore it follows that that's what its halachas of Tumah V'Tahara are also, unchangeable. Then we come to the parasha of Tazria Metzaira. Man was not created as one being, one personality. Man was created of all of those traits of the animals, the behemoth, chayos, and ofos, plus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's who Adam is. So, k'shem sheyitzira seshal Adam, was acher kol behemoth chayav v'yayif, because it had to be created from all of those, from all of the above, it was created from behemoth chayav v'yayif, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then after we understand the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara of behemoth, now it makes sense why the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, don't be baffled, why is it that an Adam could be looked at less than an animal? An Adam could become Tumah and a greater Tumah than the animals. How could that be? It could be the Avi Avaisa Tumah. He could be Tumah and then he could become Tar again, not like animals. Because the Yetzirah of animals happened before Adam. And the Yetzirah of Adam, the creation of Adam, came as a conglomeration of all of those Yetzirahs. And therefore, since it's a very complex being of having all of those behemoths, plus the chelek and the neshama, therefore we understand it can reach the heights of Adam, of the heights of Shemayim, and it could also reach very low levels of that of a behemoth.
Then Hashem gives both physical and neshama-like aspects. What part of that is the physical part?
No, Hashem says, Na'asa Adam, will create him. And then Hashem says, after you give all your parts, I too will give my part.
And that's only the neshama.
Right.
So he actually gave none of us in the physical
part. Right.
I thought you said that. Okay, sorry.
Hard, and this is understood now with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, in Perek Chelek. One of the conversations between Antoninus and Rebbe. The Gemara of Edizera tells us, you know, Mabez, that Antoninus used to go through a secret cave to meet Rebbe, and they used to learn together. And here the Gemara tells us several discussions and conversations that they had together. Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe. Guf and neshama yichayin lifter atzmim and adin. Really, the guf and the neshama, when they go to Shemayim, they go to the great day of judgment, they could both get off the hook very easily. Why? Ketzad. Guf Aymer, the Guf could say, Neshama Chotas. It's really the Neshama that sinned, not me. Shemayim Shapir Shemimani, Tareni Mutu Kevin, Daimen Bekever. You see, when the Neshama is taken out of me, I can't do anything. I'm dead. I'm just laying here as a piece of earth. Part of the Adama again. It's So it's not me that has the ability to sin, because it's the neshama. When neshama imeres, the neshama she'll say guvchata shemishyem pirasi many enter brachas bevekitzipa. You see, when I am divorced from this guf, I'm pure. I don't do any chataim anymore. So it must be it's the guf that sinned. Take him, bring him to Gehenna, not me. Amar Leisa, Rebbe said, I'll give you a mashal. Mashal amar David day melamelach basav adam shayle pardes na. There was a king who had a beautiful garden. V'hayyavayni had in this garden b'chayres nice. He had beautiful trees that were starting to grow. V'hayshavay shnei shaymrim. And he put two guards to watch this beautiful garden. Echad chiyer v'echad suma. He put someone who was lame, who couldn't really walk. V'echad suma, he put a blind person as the other guard. No, it's perfect. One can't really move. The other one can't really see. The two of them will be the guards. Amar lechigir lesuma. So the lame one said to the suma, hey, you know what I see over here? B'chayr is nice, any rebbe pardes. I see these beautiful fruits. Bava harkiveni. Come and put me on your shoulders. Unaviyam la'achlam, we'll go eat them. So the chigir went on the shoulders of the blind man, and he led the blind man to the tree. He took off the fruits, and they both ate. L'yamim after so many days, Bob Alapar days, the king came, and he says, hey, what happened to my beautiful fruits? Heichanei. So the chigir says, well, it can't be me. I don't have any feet to walk on. My feet are not came to came. Yeshli regai mahalek ben. Amalei sumo to sumo. Kum yeshli enayim lirais. I can't even see. He can't claim it on me. Ma'os, so what did the king do? Here give chigir agabe suma. He put the lame one on top of the blind one. V'don oisem ke'echad. And he says, I'll judge you as one. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe neshama v'zorka b'guf. La'asa love Hashem will take the neshama and put it back into the guf. V'don oisem ke'echad, and he will judge them as one. Shenemar, yikra el ha'shamayim e'al. Hashem will judge the Shamayim and the Aretz. Yikra l'Shamayim e'al zu neshama. V'Aretz l'Adin imay zu aguf. Here you see the neshama is referred to Shamayim, and the guf is referred to as the Aretz. And Hashem will bring them together and say, indeed, each of you by yourself cannot be brought to din that you sinned. But it's the two of them together, the two of you together, that the neshama had the ability to sin together with the guf. And actually, if you look at a Rashi in Chumash, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, Ofer min Adama, Hashem created Adam from the earth, Vayipak Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, but he blew into him in a Shama. Rashi says, Asay min ha'al tachtainim u'min ha'al yainim. Hashem made Adam from the Tachtainim, from the lower ones, from the Elyainim. Guf mina tachtainim, and neshama mina Elyainim. The guf was from the Aretz, from the Adama, and the neshama was from the Shemayim. That's why the Pasuk in Tehillim refers to the din that will be for Adam, will be together. Be the din of Shemayim and Aretz. We won't take the time to look that there's a Hagdama in the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol from Rav Moshe Mikutzi, one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaMitzvahs Hagadol, also describes man this way, with a little bit difference, and he says the Malachim are created on the second day, and Behemoth is created on the sixth day before Adam, and then Hashem says Malachim have Das, but no Yetzahara. Behemoth has Yetzahara, but no Das. Now I'm going to create a creature that has both Malach in him and Behema in him. And that person now has the Bechira, because he has Yetzahara, but can get Schar if he passed that Bechira. And that's the Milchama, he says, the person goes through his whole life with this Milchama. The Malach is trying to push him to do only good, the Behema is trying to push him to do only bad, and this is his Milchama over here. Adam bi'kar ba'al yolin, nimshal ka Behema is nidmo. That a person doesn't has Yakar in him, he has a precious spiritual side to him. If he doesn't envelop himself in that yakar, then he's nimshal kabahima, he's compared to a behema, because he actually is behema, as the Smag explains. Nidme, he says, is spelled in the Lashon Yachid, but it's read nidmu, because it's two, it's malach and behema. But it's really one, it's fused into one. It's one, the guf and the neshama are one, as the Gemara over the Ansanem and Sadi Aleph explained. And La'asud Lava, he says, in Gehenim, he's going to put them together again. He'll judge them together as one. But one lamaisa that can be taken out of this is something that Rabbi Elchanan writes in his Kavis Ma'amorim. He quotes this Zohar, and this actually is a Raya Mehenna, that man was a part of all other behemoths. He says, could you imagine what type of beast was created when Adam was created? You take the ox, you take the lion, you take the bear, and all of this, a piece of it, a part of it, of this personality and the characters, all these animals, now comprise what we call Adam. He says, could you imagine such a person, this chayara, this beast, if you have a wild boar or a lion, you certainly have to chain it. So this beast called Adam, certainly you have to chain it. If it's unbridled, who knows what could be of it? So what was the chain? He asks, what was the chain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on Adam to control him, to control this beast? I mean, you only have to listen to the news earlier this week to find out when a person is unbridled what type of beast he could be. That's the capability, because he's made up of all the beasts and all the animals in the world. So Rabbi Elchanan says Hashem created something, and that's called Yiras Hashem. Without Yiras Hashem, indeed, without fear of heaven, a person will be an unbridled beast. He says, this is what Avram Avinu told Avimelech. He says, you know why I lied to you about my wife? Because Rak, I said, Ein Yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh v'haraguni al var ishti. Without Yiras Hashem, man is ready to kill a person. With Yiras Shemayim, then a person becomes a person. And this is understood with this... And with the desire that's explaining that really man was created from a piece of part of every behemah, we understand now hopefully the Rashi that tells us Kishem Shitzirase Shaladim was Acha Kol Behemah Chayavayiv, and that was in order to create man as a part of every animal plus the Chelik Lekami Mal, and man's milcham in this world is to keep his behemah in check, and if he doesn't have Yerushamayim, his behemah is unbridled, his behemah is prone to do anything. And with Yiras Shemayim, the person could take the Malach side of him and control the Behemoth side of him, and then the two of them will share the Schar as well. Good job. Okay.